a resident vocalist and lead guitarist. Okay, he's going to lead some worship. It's a backup vocalist, Hazel, percussion, Jono.
Yeah, the trio.
Wonderful. As we worship together in some worship this morning, could I encourage you, if the Spirit of the Lord speaks something to you, to our encouragement as the body, when there's a pause or at the end or whatever, feel free to bring that. This is an opportunity when the family gets together to hear from God through one another. So it's not just all the people that are in front. True? Thanks, guys.
Let's stand and sing around the worship.
It's fine.
Thank you, Father, that we can come here this morning to worship you, Lord. As a church family, Lord, all united, lifting our voices to praise and worship you, Father. Lord God, as we enter into this next song, I pray that you really speak to each one of our hearts, Father. As we lift praise to you, may you reach down with your Holy Spirit and touch each one of us. Father, we know worship's not just singing. We don't have to stand. We can sit, we can kneel, we can dance, Father. So I pray that as we go into this next song, which may or may not be familiar, Lord, that we just take this opportunity to worship you, Lord, to soak, whether we sing or whether we don't, Father. We just invite you here this morning, Lord. You're an amazing God. We just praise you, Father.
Yeah. have this week, if I would be able to just share a little bit about worship to you. And there's a really cool thing about worship that can happen to each one of us, and that's that when we worship, we see the words and it actually sinks into our heart rather than just sing the song itself. And I remember when we were in America, I was leading worship teams, and I said to the team, you know, they said, how do you get your heart into worship? How does that happen? And I said to them, look, I'll share with you an experience of mine and see if it helps. And I said, when I go home, there are times when I'm at home and I'm just in the kitchen. Maybe I'm walking around the house or something, but if you've got headphones, put them on. If you're in the lounge, just sit down the chair. And, you know, even while you're reading a book, just turn some music on, turn some Christian music on, and let it just permeate into your soul. And there are all sorts of people in our congregation, just like here, where some want the hymns and some want the ragey songs and some just want the mediocre stuff. And I said, look, it doesn't matter. Just put the songs on and you can put all sorts of different songs and listen to them, and you'll be astounded at what happens in your heart at just listening to that. And sometimes you don't even hear the music. Sometimes it's the words, and sometimes it's the music and not the words. But when it just washes into your soul and just lets that permeate right through, the difference that comes into your heart from God. And I know a lot of us want to grow with God. We say, how do I do that? You know, how do I get closer to God? There's one way that I found that I got a lot closer to God. A worship team did. And we saw a lot of people in the congregation because we said to them, you know, try what we're trying. You might like it, you might not like it. But see what it does for you. And I know that those of us that are musicians, it's in our heart. And it's there. For Margaret, when she plays, the music's there. Cynthia's there. And it's like the music just permeates into your soul. When I was on the bus coming through this week, there was, I usually put my headphones on and listen to the music. And this week I thought, no, I'm not going to put the headphones on. I'm just going to look at all the scenery, which I usually do anyway. But as I was looking at the scenery, just without realising it, different songs were coming into my mind. And there was a few hymns, and then there was a ragey song that was going on, and then at the end of it was the chorus of a hymn that came in somewhere, and the whole lot just melded together. When I got off the bus, I thought, wow, what a cool trip I've had today. I saw all the scenery, but just had all this stuff just from the Lord just going through my head and my heart without actually being aware that it had happened. And I know that for a lot of you, and I know for Doug and Matt, sometimes you wake up in the night and you're agitated because you're awake. And one thing that I used to do, and it became really cool, was just to have my phone beside me, and I had the headphones as well. And I'd just plug it into one ear and listen. And it was amazing. You'd wake up and the songs would still be playing, but it'd gone through a whole CD and you'd only heard one song. But it's just that whole thing of God just permeating into your soul. Just try it if you like to, you know, when you're home, when you're in the tractor, whatever. Just put some music on and let it just go right through your soul. And you'll be amazed how many times during the week, or the day, or the night, that those songs actually start coming back, and you just start humming them. They just start going through your head because you've been feeding yourself with that. And it's just a cool way to get worship in your heart and your soul.
It's good seed.
Good word. Thank you. Any other words of encouragement for us this morning? Now's a good time to bring those. Margaret Duncan has been through pain and is still in pain, and I think, John, you would really commiserate with her, having knee surgery this past week. Now I think it would be a great opportunity for us just to bring people that we know and love before the Lord in prayer for healing, for his touch, for the whole family, extended family, for all the details that have got to happen for that family over this time and the uncertainty of things. Good to bring them before the Lord. And anyone else that's on your mind, let's just take a few moments to do that and please speak out those prayers.
Jesus, we thank you that you came not to only save us from ourselves and our sin, but that you came to speak to our whole person, our whole body, and we aren't just concerned with our spirits only. And Father, we know many of us have many needs, and that you want to speak into those and to bring your power and your blessing into our lives. And so Father, we bring before you Margaret and Jim today, that you would be with them, that you would bring healing quickly to the bones from the surgery. We thank you for the people that have worked with them already, and we pray that as things go forward, that healing would take place quickly.
Father God, we thank you for the life of John, and we thank you for the people that he touched, Lord, and for his family. And right now, God, as they are grieving his loss, we just pray that you will be their strength, Lord, that they will find you amidst this, Father. I just pray that you will bring Glenda, James, and Kim and Sam comfort, Lord, that you will support the wider Hall family as they deal with this loss, God. And I just ask that Nikki's relationship with you will come out of this, Father. Just really, we thank you for John's life, but more so, Lord, we also thank you for those who are left behind, and we just pray that we as a community will be able to support them and show your love to them in this time, Father.
Concerns about our sister-in-law, Helen, who is in the hospital. I just ask that you will be with me, that you will give her strength, that you will comfort her, and that the doctors will find a way to help her. And we just ask that you will be with strength for you too.
Lord, this morning there are people in our families that are a burden to us, to many, and for all kinds of reasons, Lord. Maybe faith issues, maybe personality issues, maybe health issues, maybe financial issues. Lord, we bring them to you, and Lord, all those thoughts and prayers and perhaps quiet things that we don't feel to bring before the wider body are there. And Lord, you hear everyone, and thank you for that. And Lord, we ask that you would answer in your purposes. And the answer would be yes. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.